You're listening to WTUL New Orleans. That was Blue Six by the Simon Pilgrau and the Brent Fisher Orchestra. So Amy Stelly is here, and so we're going to find out a little bit about what's going on in Treme. Treme residents have struggled for years to get Nord C to respond to their needs and desires, and so Amy is going to tell us the latest. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. If you could introduce yourself for our guests or for our listeners.
Yes, I'm Amy Stelly. I am a Treme resident and a water safety and water management advocate. I come out of the planning and design discipline. So I really like cities and people and buildings, and I enjoy how they all work together.
Yeah, no, I think we met when the Claiborne Corridor project, the study that they were doing about whether or not to bring down the bridge and how to develop the area started,
yes.
And that was, gosh, I think that was Mayor Landry's first term, so... Anyway,
right.
you've been at this thing for a long time. You have quite a bit of knowledge and expertise around what's going on. And you also live in Treme, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Pretty much a lifelong resident. I took a hiatus in Florida. I always tell people, sorry Floridians, but I was there in exile. Because when you're born and raised in New Orleans, other cultures can be very difficult to adjust to. They don't have the same joie de vivre,
mm-hmm.
But I lived in Florida for many years, and that's where I really honed my planning and design skills, so I'm very appreciative of the time that I spent there.
Yeah, you know, I can definitely relate to that. So what's going on with, what's the most recent news about, now you've had a lot of issues back when Mayor Landrieu was... presiding over our government, and with the issues of the Treme pool, and
right.
People were being chemically burned, and nothing was being done about it, really. What happened with that? What was the fallout, and where are we now with the new administration and the new council? Listeners are always, I mean, most of our listeners are justice advocacy-minded and are interested in getting involved in helping to better our city, and so... What should folks know?
Okay. Well, the chemical burns actually took place at Joe Brown Pool in New Orleans East. The pools at Nord tend to be the canaries in the coal mine. They show us what's working and what's not. And I got involved with the burn issue because Treme Pool was not functioning and Nord shifted everyone to Joe Brown. We discovered Joe Brown had some serious problems and actually became advocates for the people at Joe Brown. Initially, they saw the Treme crowd as troublemakers because we speak up when things aren't right, but they realized that that was a way to get things done. And ultimately, the chemical situation at the pool was rectified. The unfortunate thing with city government is that our health department did not take a stance on it, and I thought that that was pretty disturbing for a health department. So, fast forward, things at Treme have been going fairly well. The team at the center in general, not only the aquatics team, but they really keep the pool clean, they keep the facility clean, they try to do very well by the citizens, so... We are in full support of the staff, but we've discovered that the leadership at Treme, the leadership at North Sea is not as supportive of the community. So what has happened is many of you know that Nord sponsors a lot of summer camps. Some are free to citizens, some are not. The one at Treme is free. So we, as taxpayers, pay for the camp operator to come in and operate the camp, which is a great benefit, particularly since Treme is now, I would say, a mixed-income community, but you do have people who are very poor, and then you have people who can definitely afford to pay. Last year, there was a visitor at the center who became upset because the summer pool hours weren't posted, and he was asked to leave the pool, and he got very upset about it. So the camp operator decided that the adult swim in the morning had to be eliminated, which wasn't fair to those of us who go regularly, those of us who have coexisted peacefully with the camp. So we were a little bit upset about it, and it happened very suddenly, so we had no recourse. We scattered and went to other facilities and discovered things at those facilities and came back to basically have a great year at Treme. What people may not realize is that Treme is a regional center, so during the fall, winter, and spring, it serves many communities, not only Treme. It serves Mid-City, the CBD, the French Quarter, the Garden District, actually Uptown, Algiers, Gentilly, the 7th Ward. So it is truly a regional center. So we've developed a lot of capacity there. The morning water aerobics classes have maybe 25 to 35 participants daily. There are two classes. They're both full. And we have tons of lap swimmers. So when you visit Treme in the morning, during the morning swim, you very often have to wait for a lane if you are a lap swimmer. The misconception on the part of NORD's leadership is that it's only old ladies in the pool in the morning. Mm-hmm. That is not true. There are people who just enjoy a morning workout. There are some super athletes who swim miles in the pool. And then there are the old ladies who who go for their exercise. But we also have a lot of people who have suffered some very serious health issues, mm-hmm. Ranging from strokes to heart attacks to other sorts of brain injuries. And they use the pool for rehabilitation. Mm-hmm. So aquatics in New Orleans really speaks to our health and the resilience of the city. So in March, we were informed that we wouldn't have the pool anymore because the camp operator said we're harmful to the children. And frankly, we took umbrage at that because there are no incidents other than that one-off who was a visitor, no calls for police service, no fights, no arguments. We get along very well there, and it's a really, really strong community. So we decided that we would begin to negotiate with the NORD leadership to actually rectify this and come up with a compromise. They're not willing to do it because they insist that we can't be in the facility with the kids. What this highlights is that NORD's policies are very inconsistent across centers, and they've told us that they allow the camp operators during the summer to set policy. So you don't know, if you go to Sanchez, it's one policy. If you go to Treme, it's another policy. Mm-hmm. If you go to any other pool, it's going to be whoever's in charge that day sets the policy. And we feel that for public facilities, that is inappropriate, that the policy should be even across the board, you should have some certainty when you go from one public facility to another. And I know for a fact that children and adults can, at other centers, swim together and share dressing rooms. So their fear is really unfounded.
Right. Yeah, no, when I was growing up in the city that I grew up in, We went to there was a club, and my parents belonged to that, and everybody shared the same dressing room. We all had lockers, and there was no issues, and it was, you know, that it seems very odd to me that the operators would have these kinds of concerns. And so the operator is not the North Sea Commission, but who is the operator? Is this a private contractor, or is this somebody who works for the city directly?
No, actually the operator for the summer camp at Treme is Tambourine and Fan, and they have a long history in the neighborhood. And they've done great things for kids. But we feel that in this case, the policy is unfair. And it speaks actually to the privatization of a public facility, because we don't understand why a private entity, no matter how well they perform, should have complete control over a public facility. We just don't get it. And there are ways that we can work together, but the North Sea leadership seems to be a bit tone deaf. Mm-hmm. So we've...
And the North Sea leadership, who is on the commission now? I mean, it's been a while since I've been to a North Sea meeting.
Wow.
And they have them fairly regularly, or they used to.
Yeah. Well, I don't know all of the commissioners, because we have newly installed commissioners.
Right.
So I can tell you that the North Sea Commission, pretty much in its entirety, moved the meetings back to City Hall. They were floating around because Mayor Landrieu didn't like the fact that we were on television complaining about the shortcomings of the department. But
they will no longer be meeting in City Hall.
Right. So they played checkers every month for the past couple of years. But I can tell you that the mayor presided, Mayor Cantrell. We were very happy to see her. And Councilmember Williams, and also our CAO Montagna, is they sit on the commission from the city. And then the other folks are private citizens. Mm-hmm. Each councilman gets to appoint a commissioner. So there are two vacancies in District B and District D. But then we also have representative from the school district and the library. So the new makeup of the commission tries to touch organizations in particular that deal with the welfare of children and families.
Right.
And NORD now is under the new Department of Children and Families in the city, which the mayor
Youth and Family, the commission for, what was the name of the office, I can't remember, but so that was something that Mayor Cantrell spoke about during her campaign,
right,
that youth and families needed a space within city government.
Right.
And so she has created this office, and we'll see how it fleshes out.
But, right.
Yeah.
So I can tell you that the swimmers got so disturbed about the unfairness of the policy, and I've called it discriminatory because it discriminates against anyone over 16, mm-hmm, that they decided that there should be an action. So we appeared at the May 24th City Council meeting in swim gear.
Good for you.
Yeah, it wasn't my idea, I'm very happy to say, but I certainly helped to execute the idea. We did get some television coverage. The council was very aware of our presence. We were sitting there with goggles and swim tops and other kinds of things. So they didn't hear our item until 6:30, and most of the swimmers had to leave because they got there at 10:30. The question is, was that by design so that we would all leave and the crowd would dissipate and you wouldn't see us in swim gear? But I stayed. Because as a planner, you learn to stay until your item is called. You don't leave. So the...
Right, or is it at a legislative hearing or wherever you are. But
yes, exactly.
I've been there when they've been ready to adjourn. Can I have a motion to adjourn, please? And
right,
you say, wait a minute.
Right.
And it's a public meeting. They have to take your comment. And that's something that people need to know. Don't
right,
take no for an answer.
Exactly.
You have a right. If it's a public meeting in a public space, if there are public officials involved, you have a right.
Right. Precisely.
To be heard. So good for you guys. I'm sorry that people had to leave, and it's terrible that they made people wait for 8 hours before being able to get up to make a comment. And I hope that that situation itself also is rectified so that people,
right,
you know, aren't, I mean, that's a lot of time for a person who has a life,
right,
or maybe a child to feed, or maybe a job, or whatever, to have to you know, to have to sit there for that long is really disrespectful, and I'm sure it left a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths. So.
Right. Well, and the other thing is, for those who are new to this kind of civic, I don't want to call it disobedience, but I guess appearing in chambers in your swimsuit could be seen as civil disobedience.
Oh, we'll try it again and see what
right.
happens.
It was very difficult for them to be able to arrange their schedules, so they did have to leave, and I respect that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the hardcore stayed, me. Mm-hmm. So the goal was for us to ask the incoming commissioners, because that's the date that they were installed, okay, on the North Sea Commission, to begin changing the culture and listening to people. So the new brand for the City of New Orleans is City of Yes. And shout out to Rachel Maddow, who highlighted that on her show. But we're finding that North Sea has been the City of No. So
sorry, Rachel.
Sorry. Well, actually, that's why she bought the domain City of Yes,
and eventually, she did?
Yeah, and she's given it to the city.
I should know that. I'm supposed to know these things. We're news and views.
That's all right. It just happened last night. Last night.
All right, good.
It's not that like it's been out there.
I have an out. You gave me an out.
You definitely have an out. So we asked that Nord's culture be changed and that they not be so tone deaf to people who, right, number one, pay their salaries. Right. And I have to put it out there that Nord is not responsive to certain communities. You communicate with them, they do not answer. I mean, I had to go up the ladder to actually get a response. And the response that I got about changing the hours, the swimmers, by the way, want to swim between 7 and 10. And we feel that that's a fair compromise. We usually swim between 8 and 12. So it would move the time up 1 hour and shorten it by an hour. So we feel that this is fair, and we can get in and out of the building before the children come in, because they're not there in the morning. So there's no reason for us to be put out. But back to the commission, the intent was to actually ask them to change the culture and get Nord Sea's leadership to listen. And what I have to say is that Nord Sea's leadership, they're people making six figures, mm-hmm, there. And they will not answer you, can barely write a sentence. Mm-hmm. It's mind-boggling, because if they were in corporate America, they would have been fired. Mm-hmm. So we're paying for that. And it gives many of us a little bit of heartburn that they're not more responsive and not more competent. So our ask is that the city look into this, because this is a real hindrance to a city department that definitely affects the resilience of the city. So we think they're listening. Council Member Williams wants the policies to become fair. As he said, the arbitrary and capricious policies of North Sea have to be changed. So we applaud him, mm-hmm, for taking that point of view. Both he and the mayor have asked for compromise, but we haven't heard anything from Nord. And there's nothing to change, really, except the hours. So it's not like they have to do a lot of hard work to make this work. At the commission, many of the swimmers showed up and spoke, and we heard about a lot of things. And the commission meeting, actually, was this past Tuesday. And many spoke about their need for having access to the pool, and they range all kinds of health concerns, and just very simple things, like a lot of people who use Treme bicycle to Treme. They can't ride their bikes to Sanchez, and a lot of folks, which I discovered, have to be in an indoor environment because their exposure to sun jeopardizes their health, dependent on medications, sure, and skin conditions, etc. So it's really critical that this facility and others be open to the citizens in a way that engages everybody fairly.
And you mentioned health, so has the health department, is there a health department anymore? Is there any, you know, word about what position they might take on this issue? Because I think what you mentioned is concerning, that, you know, you also, is the pool being reused for rehabilitation mm-hmm. purposes for people who have health issues. And then the issue of, yes, I mean, being out in the hot sun, you know, we all know as we get a little older, you know, we're not as resilient to the mm-hmm. weather and to, you know, other, you know, environmental factors that impact our health. So, what, now under the Landry administration, the health department did not take any kind of position on the Joe Brown Park pool chemical contamination. What about this health department? What about this new council and mayor? Have they said anything, or do we even know if there's a health? I'm not sure. I should know if there's a health department, right? But it sounds to me that they had quite a shakeup, and they yes. haven't quite found their footing yet. But
yes, and you're correct. They've had a shakeup, haven't found their footing. So we've haven't heard anything. It's been, you know, absolute crickets from the health department, mm-hmm. and I really wish that the new leadership of the health department, whoever that's going to be going forward, would actually weigh in and comment on these things, because it does have to do with the public health of the community.
Right.
So it was pretty mind-boggling that the health department didn't weigh in when people were burned, nor did they weigh in when one of our past council members said that, you know, you were, if you could bathe in ivory soap, you could be in that contaminated water. I mean, those are the times when the health department needs to speak up. They need to speak up on behalf of the public health of the city of New Orleans. So we're hoping that the new leadership will at some point weigh in when these things occur and actually support the citizens.
Yes, well, we hope for that too. And what can listeners do? We just have a minute or so left, but if you had an ask to people who are listening right now, how can they get involved? Is there a way they can contact you or contact, you know, folks who are sort of leading this effort to help move it forward?
Okay. Well, I would ask that you call your city councilman and actually weigh in about having fair policies across the board for NORD. We do know that the commissioners are paying attention. At the commission meeting, Kristen Palmer had her aide there. I've gotten calls about it. So we know that the commission is at least, the council, excuse me, is at least keeping their eyes on this, which we appreciate. If you'd like to contact me, you can email me at amyfstelly@gmail.com, and I'll spell it AMY, F is in Frank, Stelly, STELLY, @gmail.com. That is really the easiest way to contact me, or I tweet a lot, so I am at Amy F. Stelly, same thing. Or if you look me up on Facebook, Amy F. Stelly, I try to keep it consistent.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty easy to contact me, and the folks in the city and the folks at NORD definitely know how to get in touch with me. So I'm accessible.
Right. Yes, you are, and I appreciate all the work that you do. And thank you so much for taking the time to come in this morning.
You're quite welcome.
It's early for a lot of folks, and so we really appreciate that you were able to do this.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.